感谢主，还让我们有再一次机会能够聚在他面前。
We thank our Lord that we can once again gather before Him.
我们一开始还是读一点主的话。
We'll read word of the Lord.
我们翻到启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
第九、第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份。为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名为拔摩的海岛上，当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号。
I am John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet.
第十二、十三节。
12 and 13.
我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。
Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band.
我们再翻到第三章十四到十九节。
Chapter 3, verses 14 through 19.
这是主借着约翰给老底家教会的一封信。
That the Lord through John spoke to the church of Laodicea.
因为时间的缘故，我就读中文。如果读英文的，就请跟着一起读。
Because of time constraint, I'll only read in Chinese, and the English speaking can follow through.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者，说那为阿们的，为诚信真实见证的。在神创造万物之上为元首的，说我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样也都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞辱羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。我今天就是想跟大家一起分享我最近在周五查经的时候读到那个老底家教会书信的一点感觉。
I want to share for our consistency today that during our Friday night Bible study, the letter to the church of Laodicea, some of my feelings.
我们知道老底家教会这份书信是在启示录里面的一份书信。
We know that this letter is in the book of Revelation.
我们刚才起先读的时候读到关于这个启示录写的一点背景。
We read some of the background.
就是使徒约翰他为着主见证的缘故被流放在拔摩的海岛上。
That because of the testimony of Jesus Christ, he was being exiled into the island Patmos.
这是一个主日。
It was the Lord's day.
有弟兄讲他可能是望着亚细亚的教会在那里为主的教会操心的时候。
Maybe the brothers have said that, you know, maybe he was there looking up to the churches in Asia Minor.
我不知道我们弟兄在那里想什么。
I do not know what our brother was thinking at that time.
但我有一个感触就是约翰是在当时使徒们好像见过主的是最后的一个。
But I feel that John was the he was with the Lord to the very last.
他说其他的弟兄们一起为着主的见证，为着教会的服事，摆上自己的一生。
That he has with the other brothers together, he has laid his life before the Lord.
他们忠心竭力的做工。
And faithfully they work.
但现在他被流放在这个岛上。
But now he is at the island Patmos.
就好像又有一个，他不知道教会前面啊所遇到的会是怎样。
He didn't know what the church was going to face.
因为这一批的弟兄们都已经过去了。
Because all those who are with him, all the brothers have already went before him.
但我能想象他的心中满了被教会的操心。
But I can feel his heart for the church.
就在这个时候，有一个大声音在后面对他发声。
So at that time, a voice was speaking to him.
他又回头看到了一个异象。
There was a loud voice and also he saw a vision.
他就看到七个金灯台，还有在灯台当中行走的人子。
And he saw the seven golden lampstand and in the midst of it was the Son of Man.
就好像在那个时代转移，会有一个大的时代来的时候，主好像让他回到他的面前。
It's as if during this change of the times that the Lord brought John before him again.
主要再一次清楚的告诉他他在教会中他是要得着的。
That the Lord is speaking to John what he wants of the church.
这个启示里面我们看到教会是那金灯台。
And in this revelation, we see that the church is the lampstand.
在地上就是为主做见证。
It is for the testimony of the Lord.
但在这金灯台当中是主耶稣在那里行走。
But in the midst of this lampstand, there was the Lord Jesus himself walking in the midst.
是他在修理那个金灯台。
And he was restoring it.
是他叫那个金灯台能够照着他的心意能够发光。
And that this lampstand can shine brightly according to his will.
所以主就借着老约翰给七个教会书信。
So the Lord to John gave these letters to the seven churches.
我们最近在周五的查经里面，我们查过这七封书信。
We went through these seven letters.
但这一次我对老底嘉教会有一个多一点的感觉。
And this time I felt a bit more for the church in Laodicea.
那以前我是对老底嘉教会都感觉这是对老底嘉教会讲，就不是对我讲。
In the past, when I read it, you know, I feel like this is the letter to the church in Laodicea. It's not telling me anything.
但这次哈，弟兄们也分享，就是说这是主写给就是最后一个教会的书信。
But the brothers this time also shared that this is the last letter to what the church.
所以这份书信里面，如果我们不注意的话，我们会漏掉主在这个时代主要告诉我们。
So if we do not pay attention, we'll miss what the Lord wants to speak to us in this generation.
在这份书信的里面，主一开始大家都知道，当主写这书信的时候，他总是把他自己摆在前面。
So when the Lord write these letters, he always put himself in the beginning.
好叫教会知道他所要的是什么。
That the church knows what he wants.
在老底嘉教会，他说他是那阿们的为诚信真实见证的。
So in the letter to the church in Laodicea, he said that these things said the Amen, the faithful and true witness.
这是告诉我们主耶稣在地上他的生命和生活就是一个见证。
That his life, his entire living is a testimony.
就是见证那一位看不见的神。
And it's to witness that the one who is unseen.
见证神是怎样的一位神。
And to witness who the Lord is.
还要见证神在他所造的人当中所要得到的旨意。
What a God he is and the will that he wants to accomplish.
也要见证那将要来的是什么。
And also a testimony to what is to come.
然后他说在神创造万物之上为元首的。
That he is the head of all the creation.
这里提到了神的创造，就是万物都是神造的。
That he is the beginning of all creation. And here it mentions that all are created by God.
我在想主在这里写这句话的时候有他的意思。
I feel that the Lord meant something when he said this.
就是主把我们带到，就是他是那个见证。
That he is the testimony.
但是他也把我们带到我们这群被造的 原初也是为了神的见证。
That we who are created by him also in the beginning, it is for his testimony.
所以他把这个创造万物和他是那位做见证的摆在一起。
So he put that this, the creation and also he himself together.
这说明这个万物啊、存在并不是为着别的就是为着神的见证。
That the creation is there, not for anything else, but for the testimony of God.、
啊、我们信了主，我们在主里。我们信了主，我们在主里就是一个新造的。
That we in Christ, we are a new creation.
所以我们在地上就是为着主的见证。
That we are here for his testimony.
他这里说，他说是主耶稣是神创造万物之上为元首的。
It says there that the Lord Jesus is the beginning of the creation of God.
这个元首这个词在有的圣经上它有两个意思，一个是 originator.
And one, there are two meanings. One is originator.
就是他开始的。
That he begins.
它还有一个就是它是 source， 就是那个源头。
The other word is that he is the source。
它不但是帮我们带进那个见证。
Not only is he the one who brings this into the testimony。
也是在这个见证的一个路上，是他再来供应我们。
That in on this road of the testimony, he himself is our source。
是他在那里使我们成为他的见证。
That he allows this.To become his testimony.
然后他就在这里讲到老底家教会的一个光景。
And here it speaks of the condition of the church in Laodicea.
我在想有些弟兄姊妹都很熟悉。
And brothers and sisters are familiar.
因为他这里主耶稣说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷不热。
It says here that I know that thou lukewarm, neither cold nor hot.
十六节，你既如温水，也不冷也不热。
15 and 16, I know thy works, thou art neither cold nor hot.
在这里他有说到这个这里有一个光景，就是这一群人是属神的儿女，是教会，但是在他们身上有一个光景，就是他也不冷也不热。
And here it describes a condition that even though they are of the Lord in the church, but yet their condition is neither cold nor hot.
我以前没有很觉得，就是这个也不冷也不热，如温水是指，可能是指着我的关系。
In the past, I never thought of it. I know in my own condition that is lukewarm.
但是这次心中还是有点感觉。
I sense something this time.
可能这就是我们的关系。
That this is our condition.
它说的是冷热。
It says neither cold nor hot.
指的是在主面前，在主所要的事情上，真的他们是摆上心的。
That,
就是他们在主所要的事情，他们是用心的。
Oh, that in that on the matters of God, they put in their hearts.
Okay, that我给大家一个印象，就是我们知道我们在过去可能。都有过向朋友们传福音。
That in the past we have experience of preaching the gospel to friends.
就是我们看到一个人，我们就非常想跟他传福音。
That when we see someone, we really want to share the gospel with them.
感谢主，有时候主就开路了他们信了主。
And sometimes the Lord opened up the way and they believe the Lord.
我们心里很欢喜，我们心里很火热。
And we rejoice and our heart is very warm.
那有时候我们遇到一些很艰难的例子。
And sometimes we come to difficult cases.
怎么传人都不信。
However, we preach that the person doesn't
want to believe. 我们里面会有一些灰心。
And we get disheartened.
但不管怎样，我觉得这在主的面前是冷是热的光景。
No matter what, this is like
either
cold or hot.
但是如果我们到了一个观景，就是我看到人他信不信主跟我没关系了。
Oh, when if we were to see someone and whether the person believe or not has nothing to do with that.
我里面就没感觉了。
Then we do not feel anything.
我还过我的生活。
Then we continue to lead our own lives.
这是一个炉温型的感觉。
This is like a lukewarm condition.
我也想到我们曾经有过，就是我们祷告。
I also thought that when we pray,
为了一件事，我们真是迫切的来到主面前祷告。
And we come earnestly before the Lord and pray.
我们祷告主就成就事情。
And when we pray, the Lord works.
但有时候我们又祷告好久事情都不成。
And sometimes we pray for a long time and nothing happens.
好像我们不知道主的旨意到底是怎样的。
It's like we do not know the will of the Lord.
不管是祷告得答应还是没得答应。
Whether or not the prayer was answered.
我在想在主那里看来也是这个或冷或热。
Before the Lord, it's like neither cold nor hot.
但是有一种温水的状态。
Either cold or hot.But there's a condition where it's lukewarm.
就是有一些事情来的时候，我不想祷告，我不祷告。
There are some things that come and you know we don't feel like praying.
因为我不觉得祷告有多大的用处。
And we do not know if you know prayer is working or not. Is it working?
我再讲一个，就是我们都有过，就是说发现主的话很宝贵。
We also have experienced that the word of the Lord is precious.
然后主所应许的是何等的丰富。
And what the Lord has promised is a fullness.
所以我们就想活出主所要的。
And we want to live out what the Lord wants.
然后我们发现我们自己里面却并不像主所要的。
But within us, we realize that it's not what the Lord wants.
我们到主面前去追求。
So we pursue before the Lord.
我们去在里面非常的有 struggle.
And we struggle within.
我们发现自己的可恶，我们很想摆脱。
We see our wretchedness and we want to do away with it.
如果跟弟兄姊妹有过节的，我就想主怎么看的。
And if I have any disagreement with brothers and sisters, I want to see what the Lord says.
就是在那里有一颗心，他就是想，就是要主的生命在我里面活出来。
That time, you know, that condition, the person wants the life of the Lord to live out for him.
就有时候会得胜了，有时候就不得胜。
Sometimes we overcome, sometimes we fail.
但是在主那里，我看都是或冷或热。
And before the Lord, it's either cold or hot.
但是有一种温水的状态。
But there is this other lukewarm condition.
就是我这个人怎么样，我并没有想就是有什么改变。
And that I do not wish to change me as a person.
我没有那个好像有一个心，我就是到主面前求主来帮助我改变。
I do not have the desire to come before the Lord to ask that He can change me.
所以。这里的情形我最近有一个很感觉，我们就是需要来到主面前求主来光照我们。
I feel that we need to come before the Lord for Him to enlighten us.
然后主也说这个教会里面一个光景。
The Lord also speaks of the condition in the church.
他说你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身的。
Because thou sayest I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and know not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
我觉得以前我这句话可能就略过去了，是有一个误解。
In the past, I kind of misunderstood this, and I just read through.
因为这里好像这个教会这里有一个人说我是富足，已经发财，一样都不缺。
Here that the person says, I'm rich and increased the goods and have need of nothing.
因为我从来没有这么说过。
Because I've never said it.
我也不觉得我很富足。
I do not feel I'm rich.
所以这句话可能不是对我说的。
Maybe this word is not speaking to me.
但是这一次里面有一个光照。
But this time it was enlightened within me.
是在那个这一十七节里面，他说却不知道这个字眼就把我一下好像敲醒。
In verse 17 it says that knoweth not. I think this knoweth not caught me.
就是在这里有一个光景，就是他跟主有个争执一样的。
Is this is a condition like this person has argument with the Lord.
他说他富足。
And he says he is rich.
主却说他是贫穷。
But the Lord says you are poor.
这里有一个 either 是主对 either 就是那个人对。
So here it's, it's either the Lord is right or the person is right.
我就想起在路加福音、有一个无知财主的故事。
And then I thought about in the gospel according to Luke, there's this rich man.
我就不读了，大家知道的话就知道有一个财主他钱财很多。
And this rich man, he has a lot of land.
然后他想的就是怎么使他的财产更多。
And he just thought about how to enrich himself.
然后他想到他有这么多财产，他就对他自己的灵魂说。
And you know, he spoke to he thought about all that he had, and he kind of spoke to his own soul.
他说灵魂啊，有这么多你可以啊享用的。
He says that, so you have many goods laid up for many years.
你只管安安逸逸的过吧。
So take your ease and eat, drink, and be merry.
在那里神的话说，神却对他说。
But here the word of the Lord said, but God said to him.
他说无知的人呐、啊。
Fool.
他说今夜就要你的灵魂，你所积存的又归谁呢？
This night your soul will be required of you, then whose will those things be which you have provided?
他说凡在神面前不富足的人都是这样。
He said, so is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
这个在这里，这个我们要是怎么看一件事情，我们是要摆到神的观众来看。
So when we look at something, we need to put it in the light of the Lord.
因为主是那见证的元首。
Because he is the one, he is the head who bear witness.
他是那个供应。
He is the source.
所以当出了问题，主那里才是最正确的判断。
So when something happens, then the Lord gives the best judgment.
他这里说贫穷、瞎眼和赤身的。
And here the Lord says that it's you're poor, blind and naked.
我们想到主耶稣在地上，他的生命是怎样的呢？
So when we think about our Lord Jesus when he was on this earth, what is his life like?
他的生命是丰富的。
His life is a fullness.
就是在一切的环境底下，但是他胜过环境。
That it, he overcome every circumstance.
当不管有怎样需要的人来到他面前，都得到饱足，也得生命得到改变。
That no matter our lack, those who come to him will be filled and also changed.
然后我们的主在地上的时候，他是。神的羔羊在地上行走。
When our Lord Jesus was on this earth, he was the Lamb of God walking on this earth.
他是满了神自己荣耀的形象。
He was full of God's glory.
他是蒙神喜悦的那一位。
He was pleasing before the eyes of God.
他在地上不管遇到什么事情，他看的是最清楚。
No matter what he, what comes, he is very clear.
主，他是照着他的标准来要我们。在地上活出那个光景。
He was according to his own standard. He wants his life lived out.
所以当我们来到主的话语面前，在他的光的底下，我们实在发现，我们的光景就像这老底家教会所说的。
So in the light of his word, we see that all condition is just like what he spoke to what the church in Laodicea.
那有一个就是我在想，就是在，就是他为什么他们不知道呢
？I was just thinking, why didn't they know?
我在想，这是在这个时代很危险的一个地方。
I feel that this is a very dangerous situation.
就是我们不对了，但是我们不知道。
That we are wrong and we still do not know.
就是我们睡着了，但是我们不知道我在睡。
And we have fell asleep, and we do not know that we have fell asleep.
就是主好像要叫我们起来了，但是我们起不来。
That the Lord wants us to wake up, and we still we are not wakened.
他那个原因就在老底家教会所说的，我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
And the reason is that just like the church in the early said that.We said that I am rich and increased in goods and have need of nothing.
我们想起主耶稣在真三宝训他说八福的时候。
So in the Sermon on the Mount,
他那个第一福就是说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们。
It says the blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
但是这里他却说我是富足的。
There's the kingdom of heaven. And here it says that I am rich.
也是因着这个富足拦阻了他们来到主面前要那个真实的。
And it's because of this richness that it kind of hinders them from coming to the Lord.
其实我们可能真里面虽然不说，但是我们所行的，我们见证出来就是我是富足的。
And even though we do not say it, but then how we live out, we attest, we are bearing witness that saying that we are rich.
我们可能在地上没有很多地上的财富。
Maybe we do not have the richness of the worldly goods.
但是我们满了自己的意见想法。
But we are full of our own thoughts, our own opinions.
就是当一件事情来的时候
，like when something comes，
我的脑子里就可以转
，that our minds are spinning。
我不需要来到主面前来询问的。
That we do not need to come as if we do not need to come before the Lord to seek。
这可能是我们的一个富足。
And this can be our one of our riches。
如果我们对一些事情，我们满了自己的评价和判断。
And towards some things, we have our own, our perspective, our judgment and evaluation.
我们久了久了，我们就觉得我是负责的，我是对的，我所看的都是正确的。
And after a while, we feel that we are rich in what we see as correct.
也或者是我们就用外面的来代替那个实际。
Or we take the outward things to become in place of the reality.
就好像我们圣经我们是一直读。
So like just for example, like the Bible, we continue reading.
我们聚会是都参加。
And we come to all the meetings.
我们也去照顾弟兄姊妹。
And we also take care of brothers and sisters.
这些都没有错。
And these are not wrong.
我在心中感觉这是主要我们进入的。
I feel in our heart, yes, the Lord indeed wants us to enter into all these things.
但有一件事就是在这里，当我们靠着自己的想法和努力去做，我们不来到主面前。
But here, if we were to just use our own might and without coming before the Lord,
让主在我们所做的这一切里面，他做那个供应。
That the Lord be the source of all these that we enter into.
我觉得久了久了，我们就觉得我们是富足的。
Then after a while, and gradually, we will feel that we are rich.
感谢主，他还用他的话能够光照我们。
We thank the Lord that He still uses His word to enlighten us.
那我想今天我想讲到这里，我并不是想要在一个好像绝望的不好的光景里面。
When I speak today, I don't want to feel like, we are in like a hopeless condition.
最近我有一个深深的感觉，就是就算在这一个荒凉的时代，主永远是有恩典的。
That even, in this kind of condition, it's like, in desolation, that the Lord still gives us hope.
所以主就给他们一条路。
The Lord still gives us grace and He gives us a way.
就是主要劝他们从这种贫穷瞎眼赤身的光景能够真的出来。
So the Lord counsels us to encourage us to come out of this condition.
在地上还能够有他真实的见证。
That on this earth we can still have His true testimony.
他这里讲到三个，一个是火炼的金子。
It's, there are three things, the gold tried in the fire,
一个叫白衣,
a white raiment,
一个眼药,
and also the eye shaft, staff.
我在想大家对这三个其实都不是很陌生。
That we are familiar with all these.
这个火炼的金子是讲到跟我们的信心有关系。
And this gold tried in the fire has to do with our faith.
但我这次有一个更深的感觉是我们在信心中真实的经历和对主那个真实的认识，那个是火炼的金子。
And this time I feel that our knowing that real, that true faith in the Lord, that true experience experience in him, that's the gold tried in the fire.
如果我们没有对主一个真实的认识的话，我们的生命里面就不会能够显出那真正的富足。
If we do not truly know him, then in our lives we will not have that true richness.
他这里说买白衣穿上。
It says to buy the white raiment.
叫你赤身的羞辱不露出来。
That thou may be clothed and not the, and the shame of the, thy nakedness do not appear.
我们知道在圣经中第一次提到赤身羞辱的时候是在伊甸园里面。
We know when the Bible first mentioned about the shame of the nakedness is in the Garden of Eden.
就是亚当夏娃犯罪之后。
So it was after Adam and Eve sinned.
他看到自己是赤身露体的。
And they see their own nakedness.
因为神的荣耀已经离开他们。
Because the glory of God has left them.
所以这个赤身露体就是一个人他的露体的一个发表。
So this nakedness is the,expression of the flesh.
所以这个白衣就是我们一直走在主舍己背十字架的路上。
So we're having this clothes with this white raiment is to continue to walk in this self-denying the way of the cross.
叫主的自己被彰显。
That the Lord himself may be manifested.
这个是我们在地上的生活和服事。
That he can be magnified and this is our life and our service on this earth.
他也说这个眼药。
It also speaks about the eye salve.
就是我们从圣灵来的那个真实的看见和启示。
That is true seeing from the whole, and revelation of the Holy Spirit.
我不会多讲很多，但是我能想跟弟兄姊妹讲，就是这里面主有一个非常的迫切。
I wouldn't go into detail, but here the Lord has such urgency.
就是我们主要把我们带出这个光景，我们所需要的这三样很重要。
That he wants to get us out of this condition, and we really need these three things.
然后他也说，他说你要劝，我要劝你向我买。
And he also said, I counsel thee to buy of me.
我们知道，当主要劝我们买，我们就知道这个东西。是多么的重要。
When the Lord says he wants to counsel us to buy of him, but then we know how important these things are.
但他也教我们，他说你要去买。
He says to buy.
就是要付代价。
That you have to pay a price, a cost.
我在想，当我们意识到我们的光景和主所要的话，我们就会生发这个我们要向他去买。
If we see our own condition and what the Lord wants,then we would want to come and buy off him.
我们对这个买我就想到就是疫情刚开始的时候。
And when I see this buying, I thought about when the pandemic first started.
我们知道口罩是多么的重要。
We know how important masks are.
我们知道可能多少都有我们当中有就是国内的亲戚朋友叫我们帮他买口罩。
Maybe amongst is, we have friends and family in China who wants us, you know, to help buy some masks.
他已经把国内的口罩全买掉了。
Because it's already, they are out of stock in China.
就跨洋过海叫这边也帮他买。
So they ask, friends and families overseas to purchase it for them.
我们那个时候都很忙。
We are all very busy.
我们每家店每个网站去搜。
So we search online in the stores.
我们可能 Home Depot 也把它搜完。
And maybe out of Home Depot.
就是我们就是要买。
And we just want to buy.
然后我们不管花多少钱花多少时间寄到我都要寄。
And no matter the time or the cost of it to stand, we mail it back.
因为这个口罩对于这个对于当时的需要是多么的大。
And because the mask was truly needed at that time.
但是你想买还不一定买得到。
But you may not be able, you know, you want to buy, but maybe there's none left.
但我在这里我想跟弟兄姊妹劝勉就是主要我们买。
But I want to encourage brothers and sisters here, the Lord wants us to buy.
在我们属灵的事情上比那口罩不知道有多重要的多少。
And this is a spiritual matter and how much more important it is than compared to the mask.
而且感谢主，他叫我们买，绝对不会缺货。
And praise the Lord that when He wants us to buy, it will not be out of stock.
因为他是那个见证的创始，也是那个供应。
Because He is the originator and the source of this testament.
就看我们今天有没有看到这个，我们愿意到主那里去买。
And today it is whether we see it and we will go to the Lord to buy of Him.
我对。所以主在这里最后十九节，他叫我们要发热心，也要悔改。
And here in verse 19, he says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous, and therefore, and repent."
发热心是因为主告诉我们那条路，而且他给恩典已经为我们预备了。
And to be zealous because the Lord, you know, calls us to walk on that way, and He also prepared grace for us to enter.
只要我们去买，就能买到。
If we will go and buy, it will be there.
那也说我们要悔改。
And also, He also says to repent.
就是我们要知道我们真实的光景。
That we have to know through our true condition.
如果我们是瞒了自己的话，主没办法把他的真实做成在我们里面。
If we are so full of ourselves, then the Lord will be unable to work that truth in us.
我不再是靠着自己，我要到主面前去要。
That we no longer depend on ourselves and will go to the Lord.
这是我在就是老底家教会就有一个里面的一个感觉，我想跟弟兄姊妹交通出来。
So I want to share with you this is my how I felt at reading this letter to the church in the Laodicea.
我剩下的时间我就交通其中一个要买的。
And with the remaining time, I'll just share with the one thing, one of the three things that we need to buy.
就是那个火炼的金子。
That is the gold tried in the fire.
关于这个火炼的金子，我会用约翰福音那个十一章拉撒路的死这件事情，我们一起来看。
And on this, I want to use the gospel according to John chapter 11 on Lazarus' death.
我们知道就是火炼的金子就是我们对主一个真实的认识。
This gold tried by fire is the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
我们知道这离不开祷告，离不开信心。
And this we cannot do without prayer and we cannot do without faith.
我们一起来看约翰福音十一章。
Let's look at chapter 11 of John.
因着读的圣经比较多，我就中文读，然后英文就不翻译了。
We'll only read in Chinese.
十一章一到七节。
Chapter 11 verses 1 through 7.
他说有一个患病的人，名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和他姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏膏主又用头发擦他脚的。患病的拿撒路是他的兄弟，他姊妹两个就打发人去见耶稣。说主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，听见拉撒路病了，就在属居之地能住了两天，然后对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧。那个我们的常见弟兄上次跟我们来就是讲到拉撒路，在拉撒路玛利亚膏主的故事。
And our brother Chan Sen shared with us on Lazarus, and also on how Mary anointed our Lord.
我们知道，玛利亚他们是住在伯大尼。
And we know that these siblings they lived in Bethany.
伯大尼离耶路撒冷大概两个英里。
And Bethany is about 2 miles from Jerusalem.
就是从北边的加利利到南边的耶路撒冷，一般都会经过的。
So from Galilee in the north towards Jerusalem in the south, you will pass through Bethany.
所以就是我们的主从加利利去耶路撒冷的路上得到了这个家。
So as our Lord traveled from Galilee to Jerusalem, He gained for Himself this family.
我们在路加福音里面可能第一次提到马大玛利亚这个家的亲事。
So in the Gospel according to John, this is the first time we came to this their situation in their house.
姐姐马大。
And the elder sister Martha.
她有一个特点就是殷勤服侍主。
And she served zealously.
玛利亚就是很安静，常常坐在主的脚前听他讲道。
And Mary also sits before the Lord.
啊，这里还他们有一个弟弟。
And here there's a brother.
啊，可能是 teenager。
Perhaps a teenager.
但在这里圣经的记载，这十一章一开始的时候。
And the Bible recorded in the beginning of chapter 11.
他就记载啊，这里这个弟弟病了。
That this brother was sick.
啊，在这里就是圣经没有提到他是真的是什么病。
The Bible did not record what sickness he had.
啊，他病得多严重。
Or how sick he was.
啊，但是就是记载有一个病。
That he was sick.
其实就是这一个病成为他们的一个需要。
And that this sickness became their need.
也是这个病把他们推到了主的面前。
And this sickness also pushes them to go to the Lord.
其实在我们的生活当中常常也不知不觉就有了一个环境。
And in our own life too, you know, unknowingly, you know, we enter into our circumstances.
我们虽不知道是怎么起的，但是有一个需要。
We do not know how we came upon it, but we know there is a need.
是主要我们带到他面前。
That the Lord wants us to bring it before himself.
但这一家这个需要是非常大的。
But in this household, this need is great.
因为是他们宝贵的兄弟病了。
And the brother who is precious to them was sick.
因为这是他们家唯一的一个弟弟。
And their only brother.
也是唯一一个男丁。
An only son.
他年轻。
He's young.
他可能爱主。
Perhaps he loves the Lord.
这可以说是他们姐妹两个里面的一个希望。
And the hope of the two sisters.
也是他们的一个力量。
And their strength.
所以是他们心中最疼爱、最宝贵的。
So they treasured their brother.
就是这一个需要 touch 了他们的心的深处。
So this need touched their hearts.
我在想，就是在我们的生命中，可能我们这是他们的拉萨路。
When this is their Lazarus.
在我们的生命中，可能有我们的拉萨路。
And perhaps in our lives, we have our Lazarus.
我们的拉萨路可能是我们的孩子。
Our Lazarus may be our child or children.
可能是我们的工作。
And maybe our work.
也可能是我人生的一个追求。
Or maybe a pursuit of our lives.
或者我是我们在人面前。所要塑造的一个形象或者要达到的一个地位。
Or, the way we want to be or the status we want to become, before man.
我在想我们心中都有一个拉萨路。
I feel we all have a Lazarus in our heart.
但这一天拉萨路病了，所以他们姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣。
But, that day, Lazarus was sick and the sisters sent, men to go to Jesus.
我在想这个病可能真的病得不轻了。
He was very sick, I believe.
我在猜想。
I'm just thinking.
可能刚开始这个拉萨路可能就是身体有点不舒服而已。
Maybe Lazarus in the beginning was just not feeling well.
可能还不需要找主。
Maybe they didn't need to go to the Lord.
后来发现这个病越来越严重。
But he got sicker.
然后姐弟两个就用各样的方法。
So they tried all their own methods.
然后人的意见也来了。
And men's opinion came in.
也去找医生。
And maybe they went to the doctors.
然后 try 了很多的方法。
And maybe they tried all they can.
都没好。
And then he was still sick.
这时候这件事就成为他心中的一个负担了。
So this became their burden.
因为这件事已经超过他们的能力所能够做成的。
It was beyond what they could do, you know, in their own strength.
所以我就像在我们的生命经历中
The same for our experience.
我们要如果能够被带到真的要来找主实在是需要很长的时间。
In order for us to come and look to, you know, to come to the Lord, maybe that takes a long time.
因为我们总是要 try 我们所有自己的方法自己的、可能来想把它、弄好。
Because many times we will want to try all that we can to make things well again.
感谢主他们、姐妹两个姊妹两个就把这件事带到主面前。
But praise the Lord, the two sisters brought this matter to the Lord.
他们在主面前就有一个非常、简单的祷告。
They came and with a simple prayer.
他说主啊，你所爱的人病了。
They told the Lord, Lord, behold, he whom thou loved is sick.
其实我们当真的细想，其实我们可以看到他们姊妹们在主面前的祷告是有过美好的学习。
And if we think carefully, you know, the two sisters have, they truly learned how to pray.
他说主啊。
They say, Lord.
他们一开始祷告的时候，他说主啊。
And when they, the first calling, they say, Lord.
他们好像在祷告的时候，他知道在跟谁祷告。
They know who they are praying to.
他们说祷告的这一位是有权柄的那一位。
The one whom they pray to has authority.
他是主。
He is Lord.
他是全地的主。
He is the Lord of all the earth.
他是掌管万有也掌管生命的主。
He is in control of everything and also in control of life.
他是来到这一位主面前来向他祷告。
He is coming before this Lord praying to him.
而且这位主也是他们的主。
And this Lord is their Lord too.
他们是真心的让主在他们生命中掌权的。
And sincerely they have let the Lord reign in their lives.
他在这里说主啊。
They say Lord.
他说你所爱的人
the one whom thou loves.
我以前读的时候好像会有一个感觉，就是马大玛利亚要把这个责任好像为难主。
In the past, when I read this passage, I feel like, you know, Martha and Mary are just throwing, you know, this burden to the Lord.
可能我自己的心不正。
Maybe I was, my heart was not right.
当我们说主你所爱的，那你一定会医。
Well, Lord, you know, this is the one whom you love. You will heal him.
但这次我在读的时候，就发现其实他们对我们的主的认识是很深的。
But this time when I read again, you know, they really know our Lord.
他知道我们向他祷告的这位主，他跟我们的关系。
They know the relationship of the one whom we pray to.
他是一个真的爱我们的主。
He is one who truly loves us.
他是有恩典有怜悯的主。
He is of grace and mercy.
他是在爱中来答应我们的祷告。
Then he answers our prayers in love.
但我们是不是也是这么每次来到主面前知道主是爱我的呢？
But when we come before the Lord, do we know every time that he loves us?
我们是不是觉得我们是来到一个好像严厉的神面前？
Or we come to a God who is really strict.
老是要指出我身上毛病的。
Always pointing to my wrong.
然后我在跟他祷告的时候要讲条件的。
And when I pray to him, I have to speak of many conditions.
他会说你顺服了我才答应你。
Well, you have to submit and then I will answer you.
你为我做到这个呢，我才听你的祷告。
Well, you have to do this before I will answer your prayer.
但在马大玛利亚的心中不是这样的。
But in the heart of Martha and Mary, it is not like this.
主是爱他们的主。
The Lord is the Lord who loves them.
所以主说我们来到他面前祷告，我们是来到他的施恩座前。
And when we come before the Lord to pray, he said that we are coming before the mercy seat.
我们可以得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
That we can have mercy and grace for strength as help.
我在想我们在主面前会能够说主啊你是爱我的，这里面跟主是有一个亲切没有拦阻的一个感觉。
So when we come before the Lord and we know that the Lord loves us, it's because that there is nothing hindering and blocking this relationship.
但是如果我们心中有一个罪，有一个亏欠在我们里面，我们就没敢说主是爱我。
But if we sin and we have this If we sin and then we do not come clearly before the Lord, have a clear conscience before Him.
但感谢主，他给我们一条路。
But thank the Lord, He gave us a way.
他说，只要我们真心的来到他面前认我们的罪。
But when we come sincerely to confess our sin,
我们愿意放掉那些缠累我们的罪。
Then we're willing to let these sins that entangle us, we let it go.
他与我们之间的爱是没有隔绝的。
That there is no separation of his love between the love between us and him.
然后最后他说你所爱的人病了。
And in the last part it says that the one whom thou loves is sick.
这个祷告是非常简单的。
This prayer is very simple.
但是他是真实的把他心中真实的那个光景和需要带到了主面前。
Because they brought their true condition, their true need before the Lord.
我在想，当一个人能够到主面前说病了。
And I feel that when someone can go to the Lord and say that I'm sick.
里面他是把自己一个真实软弱的光景带到主面前。
The person has brought that true condition before the Lord.
好像说，主啊，我出了问题了。
That Lord, you know, I have this problem.
我劝了别的方法，我不知道怎么办呢。
I have tried many other methods and I do not know what to do.
我只有来到你面前。
I can only come to you.
我无依无靠的来仰望你。
That I come to you depending on you.
这是他们两姐妹说病了的那个，他们的一个里面的一个感觉。
That I feel that this is the feeling they, the sisters have.
然后当第四节他说耶稣听见
了 and in the verse 4 it says when Jesus heard that
这真是给我们祷告的人一个安慰
this is a comfort to all of us who pray
就是我们真的从心中一发出我们真诚的祷告
that from our hearts sincerely we cry out to the Lord.
主就听见了。
The Lord hears us.
他不是隔几天、隔几个月才听见。
He does not hear us after a few days or a few months.
如果我们是真诚在主面前没有阻隔的人。
That indeed, if we come before Him sincerely with no hindrance.
我们常常会经历，当我们的一个念头还没说出来的时候，主已经知道了。
That we often will experience that before we even think of our thoughts, He knew.
他的答应已经在路上。
That his answer is already on the way.
但有许多时候，我们也常常会觉得一个祷告就是我要使劲，我要大声。
And sometimes we feel, oh, I have to pray so loudly.
我要常常的提醒主，我要常常的重复。
I have to repeat it many times to remind the Lord.
因为我不知道主到底有没有听。
Because I do not know if he heard me.
所以我心中很急。
So I'm, you know, I feel so, impatient within.
其实不是我们的主没听。
Actually, you know, it's not that our Lord didn't hear us.
因为我们在祷告的时候一直看那个事情有没有进有没有进展。
It's because when we pray, we see that, you know, if this thing, you know, if there's any change, you know, has it any process.
主听见了。
The Lord already hears it.
有可能没有照着我们的答应。
Maybe he did not answer the way we wanted.
就是我们来调整我们祷告的时候。
But it is when we need to adjust our prayer.
直接有一位姊妹曾经有这个困惑。
One time a sister had this troubled her.
就是我一直祷告到底主有没有听呢？
I kept praying. Did the Lord hear me?
那后来她有一天读诗篇的时候，里面去。主就给他了一个回答。
And one day when while she was reading the psalm, the Lord answered her.
那个是在诗篇94篇第九节。
It was in Psalm 94 verse 9.
这里说他说造耳朵的难道自己不听见吗
？He who planted the ear, shall he not hear?
造眼睛的难道自己不看见吗
？He who formed the eye, shall he not see?
我们姊妹说，其实主早就听见了。
Our sister showed us that the Lord already heard me.
就像这里约翰福音这里说的，当他们去见主的时候，主听见了。
Just like here in John, when they went to Jesus, he already heard them.
主听见了，然后主就说。
And when Jesus heard that, he said.
他说这并不至于死，乃是为着神的荣耀。叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby.
他说这并不至于死。
He said that this sickness is not unto death.
这是何等的一个安慰。
What a comfort.
就是当这件事情我们还在那里 struggle 的时候，主已经知道那个结局了。
That while we're struggling in this matter, the Lord already know what the result of it.
因为事情一切的事情在主那里没有隐藏的。
Because there is no hiding before the Lord.
而且主向我们的意念总是平安的意念。
Then His plan for us is always for peace.
他 他说这并不至于死。
That this sickness is not unto death.
就是说这个病在人看来没得治了，但是这个病不至于死。
Even though it seemed like to man that you know you can't be healed, but then the Lord said this sickness is not unto death.
我们知道从后面的故事，我们知道主说这病不至于死，并不是说拉撒路不经过死。
And then when the Lord said the sickness is not unto death, it doesn't mean that he will not go through that.
但是说拉撒路不会结束在死的里面。
That Lazarus will it will not be ended in death.
因为主绝对没有一个意念要把我们留在一个绝望中没有出路的。
Because it is not of the Lord, His thought is not this way that we should remain in this hopeless situation.
主知道这件事情会怎么成就。
He knew ahead how this matter is going to be accomplished.
主知道那个结果。
The Lord knows the end.
但主更看重这个过程。
But the Lord, He's focused on this process.
因为在这个过程中，主能够叫他的旨意能够成就。
Because through this process, the Lord can accomplish His will.
主能够得荣耀。
That the Lord may be glorified.
主的话语在这里告诉我们，主要在这件事情的经历中，是为了叫我们认识他自己。
And the Lord also wants us to know Himself through this.
然后我们接下去往下读。
We'll continue to read on.
他说耶稣就是爱马大和他妹妹并拉撒路。
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
他听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天。
When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was.
我们看到主，他们两个姊妹说：“主，你所爱的人，这是真实的。”
And when the sister said that him who thou loved, it is true.
因为主的话也证实。
And the Lord's word testified to that.
因为这里说耶稣素来爱他们。
It says now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
但是有一件不解的事。
But there's something we do not understand.
拉撒路病了。
Lazarus was sick.
可能病得很严重。
Very sick.
但是主耶稣却在所居之地仍住了两天。
But yet the Lord still stayed 2 days in that same place when he was.
不是因为他有许多的服侍他抽不开身。
Not because he was busy and he couldn't, get out.
他是有意的。
It was for a purpose.
我觉得如果我们读英文的话，我们就会看到一个词，它要么就是说 therefore 或者是 so。
In English, it probably say therefore or so.
也就是说，因为主爱他，所以他停留了两天。
And that because the Lord loved him, that he stayed for that 2 days.
其实主停这两天有他的意思。
But the Lord has a purpose for still staying at the same place for 2 more days.
因为我们常常不理解主的爱是什么。
Because we often do not understand what the love of God is.
他这里说耶稣素来爱马大，那个爱是 agape。
When it says that now Jesus loved, that love is agape.
不是人的爱。
It's not the love of man.
因为神的爱总是把我们带进到他的旨意里面。
Because the love of God always brings us into His will.
也像我们上次常见弟兄说的。
Just like Brother Chong Jin shared.
他说我们的主不是一个以需要为导向。
That our Lord is not need-oriented.
他是以神的旨意为导向。
He is the purpose of God oriented.
这是他的做事的原则。
This is the principle of how he works.
这是他为什么在那里又停留了两天。
And that is why Jesus stayed for another 2 days.
那我在想，当主这两天对于马大、玛利亚，可能是在祷告和信心生活的事情上是一个极大的一个试炼。
I feel that this is quite a test for Martha and Mary, in this matter of faith and prayer.
可能那打发去的人也回话了。
Maybe the people the sisters sent have already returned. And
可能回的话很简单，就是说主说这病不至于死。
Maybe their word was very simple that, this sickness is not unto death.
可能也说主来，但是他没有说哪一天来。
And maybe he said that Jesus will come, but didn't say when.
因为主要做成他的工，时间在他的手中。
Because when the Lord wants to accomplish His work, the time is in His hand. Because the Lord wants to use these 2 days to adjust us from within. That we can go through the trial. I'm just guessing, how Mary and Martha, they were going to pray these 2 days. And maybe if I were in such a condition, I would pray in this way. Jesus, Lord, you cannot let my brother die.
因为他很年轻, 他还爱你,
because he is so young and he loves you.
如果你救了他, 让他好好服侍你,
maybe, if you save him, we'll let him, serve you.
这个祷告好像怎么没听?
The Lord didn't answer this.
我又再放一个,
then I change.
主啊, 愿你赐怜悯,
oh Lord, may you have mercy.
或者用这个药或用那个医生一定要把他治好。
Maybe use this medicine or use this doctor, you have to heal him.
再过了一段时间,
and after some time have passed,
还不至于好。
And still not well.
主啊,你说这病不至于死,
oh Lord, you said the sickness is not unto death. Did I hear you wrong?
好像有点怀疑。
Then we start to doubt.
但又改祷告。
Then we change our prayers again.
主啊,今天你应该来了吧。
Oh Lord, you come today, right?
你是不误事不误时的神啊。
Lord, you are always on the precise in your timing, and works,
And 再过了一点时间,
and after a while,
里面有点信心被摇动了,
and maybe our faith starts to shake.
但我还要坚定,
but we have to, be steadfast.
我会祷告主啊,就算我弟弟死了,你也能再叫他活过来。
And Lord, even if my brother died, you can cause him to live again.
因为你上次那个雅鲁的女儿死的时候,你去一摸,他就活过来了。
Because the daughter of Jairus died, and you touch her and she's alive.
只要你来,只要不要来得太迟,都还是有可能的。
Oh, if you come, if you're not too late, it's possible.
再过了几天,
maybe after a few days.
可能玛利亚他们就不知道怎么祷告。
And maybe Mary and Mother, they didn't know what else to pray. How else to pray. They said, Lord, I don't know how to pray.
我在想,这是我用自己的经历来揣测他们的祷告。
And just trying to my own experience, kind of think, how they would pray.
但我们能够想象马大玛利亚他们为着他弟弟不死这件事, 他们是多么摆上祷告。
But I can imagine, how Martha and Mary, that in order for their brother not to die, how much prayer they have, they tried different ways. But there's one thing we know.
就不管他为着他弟弟他做了什么或者他怎么祷告,
no matter, for the brother what they did and how they prayed,
他是围着一个结果的,
they only, they are focused on one result, one end.
就是我的弟弟不能死,
that my brother cannot die.
所以我唱各样的祷告就是守住那一个目的。
So I tried different ways to pray, it's just I'm holding on to that.
因为我的弟弟太宝贵了,
because my brother is so precious.
如果他死了,
if he died,
没有人能把他救出来,
nobody can save him.
所以我们所有的祷告都是为了那一个目的,我的兄弟不能死。
That our prayer is our focus on that one result, that my brother cannot die.
拉撒路不能死,
Lazarus cannot die.
我们来看,主终于来到了伯大尼。
So the Lord finally came to Bethany.
17节,
and verse 17,
耶稣到了就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。
Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already.
主在他所住的地方待了两日,是为了叫这个四天能够,要到四天。
The Lord stayed at where he was for 2 days in order that Lazarus would have been laid in the grave for 4 days already.
这四在圣经里是一个完全的数字。
This four is a...
是一个代表一个完全。
It represents a full, a complete.
然后后来, 有弟兄们分享, 就是原来这个,
why it was so critical that Lazarus laid in the grave for 4 days.
因为在犹太人的传统里面，就是人死了三天，他的灵魂都在附近。
Because in the Jewish tradition, that the spirit of the man who died would be around for about 3 days.
用人的方法或者其他的方法，在三天还可以叫灵魂能够回来活过来。
That you know you use man's method or whatnot, you can still you know you can have the person live again.
但是四天呢，身体就开始腐烂了，所以是活不回来了。
But four days, then the body will rot away.
好像主耶稣就是要等到四天。
It's as if the Lord waited for that 4 days.
好像不烂，不仅让他拉撒路是死了，而且是死透了。
Not only Lazarus died, but you know he died.
好，我们继续来看。
And we continue to read on.
这里有一个小插曲，就是拉撒路死了。然后你会发现有人从耶路撒冷来看马大和玛利亚。
So we know that Lazarus died and people came over from Jerusalem to visit Martha and Mary.
他们是来安慰这个马大玛利亚。
They wanted to come and comfort Martha and Mary.
但是我们知道马大玛利亚并没有从他们那里得到安慰。
But they were not comforted.
因为这一批犹太人他从耶路撒冷来他是代表着宗教给人的安慰。
Because these many the Jews came from Jerusalem, it represented that comfort from religion.
宗教当我们在遇到死的事情上，并不能有给人有真的安慰。
Religion cannot give true comfort in this matter of death.
只有我们这位复活的主，能够叫死人复活的主，能够叫人有真的安慰。
Only this resurrected, our resurrected Lord can.Give us true comfort.
所以在玛利亚这件事情，除非他们遇见了主，他们心中不会得到有真正的安慰。
So unless Martha and Mary meet the Lord, they will not have true comfort in their hearts.
然后主耶稣来到伯大尼就见了马大和玛利亚。
So when Jesus came to Bethany, he met with Martha and Mary.
其实主耶稣遇见他们，我们就知道他们心中是怎么想。
So when Jesus met them, then we know what they were thinking in their heart.
先遇到的是马大。
He first met Martha.
然后，因为时间缘故，我就不读了。如果大家知道的话，我们知道马大，他就说：“主啊，你如果倒在这里，我兄弟就不会死。”
We know that Martha said that, if you were here earlier, my brother wouldn't have died.
然后他就说主啊如果就算现在你无论向神求什么神都必赐你。
Right now, no matter what you ask of God, he will give it to you.
然后你继续往下读你就发现马大这个人在属灵的事情上。
Then we see that Martha in this matter of spiritual things.
当在一个经历一件事情上当他过去了之后好像在他身上不会有很深的一个印象。
That after this thing passed, it doesn't leave a deep impression upon her.
虽然她希望就是主能够把她医好她的兄弟。
Even though she wanted the Lord to heal her brother.
但她很快好像就从弟弟已经死了，好像就出来了。
That after the brother passed away, she got out of that.
她可以继续过她的。所谓的信心的生活。
She can continue to live, her so-called life of faith.
我在想，主跟马大在这里说的话比跟玛利亚说的很多。
And the Lord spoke more to Martha than Mary here.
如果你仔细读，我好像感觉就是马大的那个信心的那个仓库里面所有东西，主都把它翻了一遍。
If you read carefully, it's as if the Lord, go through all.The storage of faith in Martha.
马大的那个信心的里面有许多看似富足的，但是贫穷。
That this in the matter of faith for Martha is as if you see it is richness, but it is poor.
我就不 go to 第六。如果你去看的话，你就发现马大他的信心是一个客观的一个真理。
And you see that Martha that.Faith is like an objective truth to her.
是一个信条的，像一个宗教一样。
It's like a doctrine.
因为他的信心是跟实际的生活是不需要连在一起。
It's like doctrine. It's like religion. It's like this faith doesn't have to, connect with her life.
因为当主说当他说你无论向主求什么他没有求你帮我弟弟能够复活。
You know, she said that, but I know that even now whatsoever thou will ask of God, God will give it thee, but she didn't ask the Lord Jesus to let her brother live again.
然后主也跟他讲到复活的事。
And the Lord also spoke of resurrection to her.
他说在末日时候复活。
Then she said that, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
主说是今天就复活。
But the Lord said the resurrection today.
但是他说在末日才能复活。
But then she said the resurrection at the last day.
因为他的所信的不是一个现在的信心，是一个将来的信心。
As if her faith, you know, it's not present day, it's in the future.
然后主耶稣就是问他，他说你信我能够让你的兄弟复活吗？
And the Lord asked her if she believed that, you know, he can cause her brother to live again.
我们看到马大就接不上去了。
And Martha couldn't, you know, answer that.
他虽然说了一句非常标准的答案。
You know, she had spoke the standard answer.
但是你发现他里面并没有一个真实的信心。
But in her, you know, we see there's not a true faith.
所以他就回去找他的妹妹。
So she went back to her sister.
然后我们来看，主耶稣来见玛利亚的时候。
And when Jesus came to see Mary.
在32节。
And verse 32.
玛利亚来到主面前，他就俯伏在他脚前说。
Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him,
他说主啊，你若倒在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died.
他就没有再说什么。
And she stopped saying.
虽然他看起来跟马大说的一样。
But you know, when we see from the words, it's the same as Martha.
但你发现马大经过这件事，他已经凭着信心已经过去了。
You know, we see that Martha, after this thing, her faith already passed.
但是玛利亚不一样。
But Mary was different.
好像这件事情，他的兄弟死了，他一定要问这到底是为什么。
But this matter of her brother passing bothered her, and she wants to know why.
但是我们也能够从玛利亚的那句话，能够感觉他里面还是在乎，就是他的兄弟不能死。
But in Mary's heart, you know, we can see there that she cared about, you know, that my brother, you know, died.
但是这个时候，他心中有一个好像就不得不说，就是我的兄弟死了。
But she had to, you know, she doesn't want her brother to die, but she has to admit here that her brother had died.
然后我们看到就是后面就是。玛利亚哭了，然后和她同来的犹太人也哭了。
So we saw that Mary wept, and then the Jews too who were with her wept.
然后这里圣经记载，他说主就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。
And here the Bible recorded that, you know, the Lord Jesus, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled.
就是主的灵被搅动。
And the Lord's spirit was stirred.
就是他看到玛利亚和这个信宗教的人。在这件事情上是一样的。
He saw Mary was the same, you know, with these Jews in the religion that, you know, they were responding just the same way.
就是宗教的人看到人死了，他只能哭，没有别的办法。
Those in the religion, they when they see people die, they can only weep. They have no hope.
玛利亚是认识主的，也听过主的道，但她这个时候也跟宗教的人一样了。
When Mary has, she knows the Lord, you know, but yet she responded the same way.
因为她看到那个结果，但是她看不见她所认识的主。
Because she saw the end and she didn't see the Lord that she knew.
她不知道主是那个经过火炼的金子。
She didn't know that the Lord was the gold that had been tried by fire.
就是人经过死，主还是能够叫他复活。
That even in death, the Lord can cause the person to live again.
经过复活在我，生命也在我。
Because he said, I'm the resurrection, I'm the life.
我们继续往下看的时候，我们就知道。
And we'll know more as we read on.
主实在要开马大玛利亚的眼睛。
The Lord indeed wants to open the eyes of Martha and Mary.
所以他就来到那个坟墓的面前。
So he came before the grave.
圣经这里记载啊，他说主耶稣来到那个坟墓面前。
It says that Jesus therefore again groaning in himself comes to the grave.
他说那坟墓是个洞，有一块石头挡着。
It was a cave and a stone lay upon it.
耶稣说你们把石头挪开。
Jesus said taking away the stone.
就是这里有一个坟墓。
And here there is a grave.
它是一个洞。
It's a cave.
里面满了的死亡。
It's full of death.
那外面还加了一块石头。
And a stone was on it.
这块石头就是人不信的心。
That the stone is the heart of unbelief.
好像主在这里要 拉撒路复活之前，他说你们要把石头挪开。
That the Lord, when He wants to raise up Lazarus, He said to move the stone away.
这里也告诉我们，一个真的信心是我们会去挪那个石头，好叫主的工作能够成就。That
true faith is that we will take the stone away, that the Lord's work may be done.
主不会帮我们除去那个不信的心。The
Lord will not take away the evil heart of unbelief.
主，我们有那个责任把不信的心去掉。We
have this responsibility to do away with it.
主的责任就是当我们有了信的心，他去做他所应许的事。Our
Lord's responsibility is that when we have faith in Him, then He will go and accomplish it.
如果这个不信的石头不挪开的话，If
this stone of unbelief is not being moved away,
就算主有复活有生命。
Even if the Lord has resurrection and life,
就算拉撒路复活了, 他也出不来,
even if Lazarus has been raised up, he cannot come out. Because our evil heart of unbelief has hindered the Lord's work.
我们知道后面主耶稣就呼叫拉撒路，拉撒路就复活了。
And we know that the Lord called Lazarus and he was resurrected.
这完全是主自己复活的能力。
This is the power of resurrection.
因为当拉撒路出来的时候，手脚都裹着布，脸上包着手巾了。Because
when he came forth, you know, his hand, his foot was still bounded, and his face was covered.
如果不是主自己复活的能力，这个死人是不可能可以出来的。And
if it's not by the power of his resurrection, this dead person is unable to come out.
OK， 我在想，我时间不多，我想就是借着拉撒路复活这件事情。I
want to share through this matter of Lazarus' resurrection.
我想主耶稣在就是借着拉撒路病了这一件事情，把人带到他面前。That
through this that Lazarus being sick, he brought man to him.
主是要让他们认识主，我们的主到底是怎样的一位主。That
who our Lord truly is.
如果拉撒路那天不死的话,
if Lazarus did not die that day,
他每一次生病的时候,
every time he is sick,
玛利亚可能就没有平安,
then Mary would not have peace.
所以他每次生病的时候, 主每次都必到,
then every time the Lazarus is sick, then the Lord has to come.
如果拉撒路不死的话,
if Lazarus did not die,
主做工只是为了帮助我们的需要,
then the Lord's working is just to help our need.
而不是彰显他自己的旨意,
and it's not to manifest his own purpose.
如果拉撒路不死的话,
if Lazarus did not die,
玛利亚就不可能从死的阴影和权势里面出来,
then Mary would not be able to get out of the shadow of this death and the power of death.
如果拉撒路不死的话,
if Lazarus did not die,
玛利亚就不能够在神家的建造上真实的能够被主来使用。Then
Mary would not be able to be truly used by the Lord in this matter of the building up of his house, his testimony.
因为主说他的教会建造在那磐石上。
Because the Lord said that I'll build my church upon this rock.
阴间一切的权柄都不能胜过他。The
power of Hades shall not overcome it.
这就是 主耶稣在拉撒路复活的事情上，主要我们来看见。
The Lord wants us to see through this resurrection of Lazarus.
我们的主就是这样一个经过火被试炼的金子，叫我们能够在他的见证上是显出富足的那一位。
That He is the one who is the gold tried by fire, that we can indeed manifest His fullness, His richness.
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们看到我们自己的光景和他所要的,
that we see our true condition and what He wants.
我们都能够起来真实地认识他,
that we can rise up and truly know Him.
在这幕后的时代, 在他手中成为他真实的见证。
That we in his hands can be his true testimony.
那我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
在这末后的时代。
And this end times.
所充满了死亡。
It's full of death.
充满了不确定。
It's full of uncertainty.
但是你让我们在你里面去在复活的一个地位上。
But you have enabled us.So in you to have in at this position of resurrection.
有许多的环境，有许多的挑战。
There are many circumstances, many challenges.
但只有你是那个经过火炼的金子。
You are the gold that has been tried by fire.
你是不能坏的。
You are incorruptible.
主啊，我们真是求你，让我们里面有个真实的渴慕，我们要认识你自己。
Lord, that in us, Lord, that we will have this true desire to know you.
叫我们在你的手中真的成为一个可用的人。
That in your hands indeed will be useful.
主啊，愿你的见证能够显在我们当中。
Lord, may your testimony be manifested among us.
叫人都能够认识你。
That men may know you.
你是主，你是基督。
You are Lord, you are the Christ.
我们谢谢你给我们在你面前聚集的时间。
Lord, we thank you for the time we have before you.
我们谢谢你祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you, we pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.